Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Earth's Final Warning radio program. I'm your host, Brian DeLore, and I thank you all for tuning in today. And today, I had originally scheduled this program to air at 7:30 UK time and 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. And about 10 minutes before the program was to go live, an electrical socket in my apartment burst into flames and caused some type of power shutdown to half of my apartment. And the half that was shut down was is the half that has power, brings power to the Wi-Fi broadcasting box in my apartment. So needless to say, I was unable to do the program, but all of that has been resolved. Apparently, it was not God's will for the program to air until now, and I thank and praise God that there have been no further problems or issues with the power. What I want to talk to you all about today, or the message I want to bring to you all, is on the subject of being a faithful witness. You know, it talks in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 10, about Antipas. It's a church of Pergamos. Antipas was supposedly the bishop of that church, although there is some dispute about that. And Antipas, the Bible is clear, was a faithful witness for Jesus Christ. And the Bible refers to him in the book of Revelation as a faithful martyr. Antipas was such a hated him, and by the equivalent of the ISIS of our day, back in his day, which was probably somewhere around AD 90. I'm really not sure of the date on that, but it was somewhere around in there that he was executed or martyred by being roasted alive in a bowl. And it is reported that somebody once told Antipas that, "Antipas, the whole world is against you." And then he responded by saying, "Well, then I am against the world." And that he was such a faithful witness for Jesus Christ. And he was martyred for his faith. And unfortunately, we here in America have had it so soft. We've had very little opposition to the gospel. I mean, America has been brought forth some of the most world-renowned evangelists in this past couple of centuries. Unfortunately, most of those world-renowned evangelists have turned out to be into, at the very least, into much error, and a lot of them into absolute hypocrisy, heresy, and it's just been a mess. But nevertheless, America has been a bastion for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so even today as I speak, we have this liberty and freedom, at least so far, to preach the gospel unhindered. The Constitution, rather, says that no Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or the free exercise thereof. So, you know, this is part of our constitutional rights. here in America. Now, of course, our president wants to shred the Constitution, and he would do that in a moment if he were able to do so. He's already taken over the internet and caused us a lot of problems with that. I don't know how all that's going to turn out. I know this is probably going to be tied up in the courts for years, but he wants to regulate the internet. And then, of course, I believe that since I'm using the internet and many other ministries are using the internet to preach the gospel, that it's very possible that our freedoms, at least on the internet, to preach the gospel will be no more. I hope I'm wrong about that, but we are living in the last days, and the Bible is clear that we shall suffer persecution. And so if we're going to suffer persecution, people are going to do everything they can to oppose the gospel. The unbelievers, of which our president is one, are going to definitely oppose the gospel. They don't want to hear it. And this is a time to not be concentrated on the things of the world, the flesh. We need to be concentrated. We, as the body of Christ, need to be concentrating on prayer, making sure that we are in the faith, making sure that we are, our relationship with God is intact, making sure that we are living as faithful witnesses to the gospel. Paul was a faithful witness for the gospel. And in 1 Corinthians, in Acts chapter 20, verse 34, Paul was talking about how he had ministered to his own needs and did not receive any help from anyone. And he said that by so laboring, he said he administered his own needs, and that, Paul was a tent maker. And so we know Paul had a job, even though he was a minister. And I'm going to get to everything about that in a minute. But what he said was by so laboring, we should support the weak and remember the words of our Lord Jesus, which said, "It is more blessed to give than receive." Now, that's a faithful witness, because today we have such an abuse of power by the supposed faithful witnesses of the gospel. They've all become spoiled. They don't do anything for anybody else. They do it to pad their own pockets. And today's so-called Christian television has become nothing more than a 24-hour begathon on every so-called Christian network that I am aware of. I no longer watch Christian television. I no longer watch it. I do watch some programs on the internet, but that's a different thing altogether. These programs are programs that I'm aware of. I'm aware of the track record of those ministries, so I feel confident and watching them and listening to what they say, because I know that they are not into begging for money, nor are they into teaching false doctrine. Okay, now I'm going to go to the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 9, and here Paul is once again talking about this very thing, and he says, he questions he's writing to the Corinthians, and he's asking them, have we not the power to eat and drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles and as the brethren of the Lord and Cephas? Or I only and Barnabas, have not we power to forbear working? Who goeth to warfare at any time at his own charges? Who planteth a vineyard, and who eateth not the fruit thereof? Who feedeth a flock, and eateth not of the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen? Or saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and that he that threshes in hope should be a partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Now, that's a big problem, Christianity today. So many Christians, particularly those who are in the public eye, have brought reproach upon the name of Jesus to the point that people don't want to listen to us, and thereby they have hindered the gospel. And most of the problems have been in the area of finances. Not all of them, but most of them. So most people view Christians, particularly those in television and radio, as nothing more than fakes who are only in it for the money. And so thereby these other ones that are in it for the money have given the genuine Christians a bad name. And so make no mistake about it, those who have done this will most certainly be held accountable to God for what they've done. And how many people have been turned off Christianity as a result of those people. Now, you know, we have a responsibility. This is what I'm talking about today by being a faithful witness. You know, first of all, we need to let the light of Jesus Christ shine out from us to the world. And we need to be living the Word of God at all times. Paul refers to us as living epistles, known and read of all men. And when we let the love of Jesus, the light of Jesus flow out of us and live according to his word, well, people are observing us, particularly those to whom you have witnessed. If you've told people that you're saved and yet you don't live up to what you claim you are, then people are not going to listen to you, and you're going to turn them off, and you're going to be held accountable someday for that. But if you're living for God, you know, it's been said that we are the only Bible that some people will ever read. The only way some people see the Word of God at all is through us. And if we're not living according to what the Bible tells us, if we are doing things that are in direct opposition to what God wants us to do, then, you know, we are unfaithful witnesses and we are unprofitable servants. And again, we will be held accountable to God for that. So my sole purpose for presenting this message to you all today is simply to let you know that, to remind you, this is a better way to phrase it, to remind you of the necessity to live the Christian life at all times. You know, the Bible tells us that God who sees in secret will reward us openly. God sees you, and God knows every move you're making, and he knows whether you're being hypocritical or whether you're a genuine Christian. And if you're being hypocritical, again, you're going to be judged for that. And so I just want to remind you all to remain faithful to God and to live according to what he tells us, to according to his commandments, according to his word before the world, because this is necessary, because, you know, you have a responsibility to others. The way you conduct yourselves in front of others makes a huge difference. That's why Paul could say that he did not want to hinder the gospel of Christ for money. He could have preached. He had the right to do it. And charge for it, but he refused to do so because he didn't want to hinder the gospel. How different things are today. And with that, I'm going to close out today's program. I thank you all for tuning in. And until the next time, I leave you with this reminder, keep the faith and defend the truth. Have a good night, everybody.